Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
This past week's episode on how to avoid arguing with your spouse about money seems to have been quite popular. I'm guessing most of us can relate to having different opinions about how to handle money and wanting to find some consensus that will leave both of us happy. Today's mini episode follows up on that thought. This time, we're mentioning how to eliminate three toxic habits we may have so we can cut down on the money fights and actually build some wealth. Every marriage, healthy or not, will hit speed bumps, and finances are typically a part of them. How the two of you handle it can either help you build a stronger marriage and improve your money situation, or it can tear you apart. The first one is attacking the person and not addressing the problem. There's a fantastic post about communicating clearly and effectively on the art of manliness. If you have 10 minutes today, you should definitely check it out. I'm just going to take a snippet from the post that I really appreciated. McKay points out, there are two ways to criticize someone. You can critique their character or their behavior. In criticizing behavior, you're calling out something specific and temporary, something that the person can change. But in sailing someone's very identity, you're issuing a global label, a blanket condemnation of who they are at the core. They don't just do bad stuff, they are a bad person. Now, when we're talking about money, it can come out something like this. We are always broke because you're reckless with money. The next time you're talking about your finances, try explaining how their behavior makes you feel. You can also offer a solution. So you might say something like, when you spend more than what we agreed to in the budget, I feel like you're ignoring our plans. Do we need to sit down and revise our budget to make it more realistic? The second toxic habit we might have is masking our message. We think we're getting our point across very clearly, but instead, we pick apart, we rehash, we nag on certain things. We keep dredging up all past mistakes. It seems like we're doing a lot of talking, but we're not really doing anything about solving the problem. Dr. Corey Allen, a marriage and family therapist, suggests focusing on our intentions. What do we want out of the conversation? What is our goal? Speak plainly and openly with your spouse. Try to be concise. Focus on maybe one, could be two things, and then hear your partner out. Have it be a conversation and not a long-winded lecture. Last mistake you want to watch out for is making threats and giving the silent treatment. Threats and silent treatments can cause resentment, and that can slowly erode the trust you have with one another. You should ask yourself, what's my intention with this? We may justify it by saying that it'll make the other person think twice before doing it again, but I think we all know it doesn't work out that way. You do not control your spouse's behavior. They do. Now, if things get too intense and you're just not making any progress, it's okay. Take a break and follow up later. Certainly, there are cases where some drastic change may have to be made and you should get help in those situations. But if you're constantly using threats or you're giving the silent treatment as your way of getting things done, there's a big problem. My final tip is not a bad habit, but a good habit, and that's keep trying. No one is perfect, and slip-ups will happen from time to time, but if we make the effort to be better communicators and listeners, our spouses are more likely to give us the benefit of the doubt when we do make these mistakes. I'd love to hear from you about how you've improved with your own money chats. Tweet me at cmoneypod, or just leave a message at couplemoneypodcast.com. Take care and have a great day.